good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome back to the One Perspective to another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, Adai Sanders. This mic is hot right now. Very hot. We back in the mix, back in the grind. It's been a little bit of a hiatus, but we back. We back. I was going to name this podcast the Slowdown Podcast. Been a lot going on, a lot of changes, a lot of things going on in the world. And we're going to address all those things. We back on this weekly schedule. We do this podcast one drip, one time, one throughout the whole thing. And I just get into it. I keep it real. I keep it honest. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. A lot of changes been going on. A lot of business been going on. A lot of just navigating my own life, mentally, physically, emotionally, the whole nine. So I just had to take a little break from this podcasting. But it's the thing that I love to do the most. It's my business. It's my world. It's my perspective. And I was getting ready to do this podcast. And this is a part of the slowdown. It's storytelling. I got to remember at the essence of Opta, of one perspective to another, it's about storytelling and listening to one another and hearing one another, giving information, giving statistics, giving facts, giving laughs. It's about all of that shit. And I was getting ready to do this podcast. I write my notes, getting back into the grind, things I see throughout the week, things that I want to talk about. And this week it just re-hit me that I do this podcast because I'm a storyteller. I read, I listen, I podcast, listen to podcasts, I get information, I figure shit out, situational awareness. I talked so many episodes about that shit. And the end goal of everything, I feel, is like just getting the understanding to recognize that we are all just plants and we gotta grow. And I see all these companies and these people, like from before the pandemic, a lot of people like coming on the upcome, creating companies, creating businesses, being good at whatever they do, whatever their craft is, just being super efficient. Fast forward, pandemic hits. You see a lot of people adjust. You see a lot of people still doing what they're doing, but doing it at a different level. Managing books, the whole nine, whatever you want to call it, real estate, crypto, the whole nine. And it's not even about the thing about people being a celebrity, because that's always going to be my little niche thing of celebrity. But you don't need to be a celebrity to be that plant that grows. You don't need to be the celebrity that got that company, that wants to sell something, that wants to start something, that wants to create that business. It's about the people that are around you that you want to grow with, that you want to create roots with. You got to remember that, because like for me personally, like I'm the storyteller. People know me as the podcast guy, DJ Super Exclusive, and all the other things that I've done. But like this one perspective to another business is becoming one and the same with this podcast. And I want to keep that initiative growing, because I know I do this podcast by myself, and most likely I will continue to do this podcast by myself. But I still want this information to be valuable. I still want this conversation to be valuable. I still want this experience to be valuable, because that's what I originally started with this podcast, or this episode, episode 141, of what do I do that provides you value? What do I do that gives you an experience? What do I do that provokes your thought? What do I do that sparks your growth? Those are questions that I have for myself. Those are questions that I come into every podcast doing. Am I making you laugh? Am I making you think? These are things that I'm thinking about within myself. Like, I seen this interesting podcast, another podcast talking about X, Y, and Z, or from Joe Budden podcast, RIP, or from I Am Legend, I Am Athlete podcast, or fucking Gary V podcast. And it's just like, I want information to be plentiful to people, because the segue of this and the slowdown episode is with the world reopening and a lot of people are in the midst of either creating or being at the back end of just being without. And especially with social media and all the extra time that we've had, I see a lot of people going back to the normal life of we spending it, we on vacation, we doing this, we doing that, we making it run fast, we making it go fast. And I just want to remind people to take the time, and I don't mean slow down where you stop, I mean slow down with awareness to understand and see through the people and the negative and the fucked up thoughts that people are going to have towards the world, towards people, towards understanding, towards change, and just being present of your own self. Because like I said earlier, with the social media, you're going to see a lot of different things going on and a lot of things that you don't really understand and shit that doesn't make sense. But for you, you have to stay even keel with yourself. Because the old sayings, like, you trying to keep up with the Joneses, everybody want to be in Vegas on vacation, sipping up bottles and stuff, but you still got to come home and do a job. You still got to come home and take care of your kids. You still got to come home and go to work. But people don't show that. People don't show the real life, the real world of shit. And that's something that I've always understood about what's social, about social media. Because, like I said, the bills don't care. The management of being a human is very interesting, very difficult. And it's another reason why my book was a complete and total, I don't want to say piece of shit, but it's just, I wrote it from the wrong perspective. I wrote it from the wrong side of understanding. And I guess that's just the funny thing about growth, is you figure shit out afterwards. I don't want to say it was a complete wash, but it was a complete wash, because the perspective that I was writing from was from inside of it. It wasn't from the outside giving you those answers and giving you those responses and those answers to situational awareness. I was telling my perspective of how I got through things, but not explaining why or how I did it. But it was, we'll get to that another time. But from that, it only takes like 10% of the rest of the world to help you thrive. And that's going back to this, like, we plant these trees, we plant these roots. Whatever you started, whatever you created, just keep creating it. I don't expect the world to see you. I don't expect the entire world to see me. It only takes a few people to create something that is something passionate about. It only takes 100 people for you to create a following and create your niche. You can create a business with that. You can create opportunity with that. You can create the business and provide for other people and just keep that shit moving. Whether it's a side hustle, whether it's your main hustle, whatever it is, I just want to encourage people to keep doing that, because I see people doing it. I see people thriving the right way, the long game. Because we all talk about overnight celebrities. I've talked about overnight celebrities, and they don't happen overnight. Those people have been grinding, putting in time the right way. Not the quick hustle, not the quick scheme, not the let me take your money. It's with great intent. It's with passion. It's with true resolve. It's with just everything that's supposed to be right about a company or an item or an entity. It's just built the right way. So make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, even if it ain't a business, if it ain't something that you created, if it's just you, the person, make sure that it's seen like that. Because going back to this management of being a human, I've seen a lot of people who are struggling coming back out into the world. It's a lot of change, finding houses, finding jobs, finding responsibility, people getting daycare, coming out of a Trump-led year. People just act like the whole world is just different. It's not. It's still the same shit. Biden's still doing the same shit that Trump was doing. Excuse me. California's on fire. Gas fucking $5 and shit. Like, something is always going to affect our outside world. no matter what you do. And that's why I always say, like, it's different levels to this management of being a human, because you got to understand what's going on in the real world. You got to understand what's going on in your world. You got to understand what's going on in your people's world, and then how the things that they see affect them. What comes to you might not be the best to them. But at the same time, like, you got to stand your ground, because some people might try to punk you out of that shit. Some people might try to hate on you for that shit. Some people might try to take you off of where you at because they jealous of what you got. And that's all the shit that we got to deal with. And that's just a small piece of it. Whether you got mental health issues, where you got physical issues, where you can't work, you on SSI, whatever it is. We all come from different perspectives. Some of us got millions. Some of us got Tesla stock. Some of us been in Apple money. Some of us management. Some of us got companies. Some of us do real estate. And it's the whole everything in between. But the thing that we all share in common is that we are all living. So what can you do in your day to slow down, to make sure that your tomorrow is better, not only for the world, but also for you? And not just be a complete human being. We laugh, we cry, we eat, we shit, we sleep, we fuck, we do the things that make us happy. But there comes a point where the repetitive nature and you creating those habits, you sit at home and you sit in your house, in your room, on your bed with whoever you with, and you question what you're doing. And those moments are not going to be publicized on social media. Those moments are going to be put on Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter, because it's a fear behind it, and not understanding and not knowing why, not knowing where your next check going to come from, not knowing where you're going to live, not knowing how you're going to sleep at night, not knowing how somebody feels about you because you said X, Y, and Z about them. Those fears and those I don't even know what to call it, but just management of being a human, that drives some people crazy because they cannot handle it. And I say that to say, because it all comes back down to, what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for the world? How are you providing value for yourself? How are you bringing a positive experience for yourself? How are you provoking your own thought? How are you sparking your own growth? Those are questions that I try to ask myself every day. When the world was open, I used to drive into work and listen to the TCU frog. I forgot what the hell the baseball team was called, but it was called The Grind. I did a podcast about it. I made my own version of The Grind video. I'll probably do that as a little bonus episode or something. But yeah, it's The Grind. Making a choice every day to get up and do something that you don't really want to do. Going to work or creating your own. Or doing both. Because going into the workforce, I'm pretty sure everybody in the had them situations where everybody hates management. Everybody hates the way the shit is ran, but you go there because you got a job to do and you need a check to pay your bills. We all been there. We all know that grind. We all know that hate. Then you got to come home and deal with real life. You got to come home and deal with your kids. You got to come home and deal with your girlfriend or your boyfriend who on the bullshit. You just want peace. Peace is the most important thing. That's why it's written on my merchandise. Balance is key. Peace is priceless. I don't say that shit for no fucking reason. I say it because I mean it. It's the most important thing to me. I can have all the millions of dollars. I can have all the most beautiful women. But my peace is the most important thing to me. My balance in having everything around me where it needs to be and where I want it to be is important to me. I don't know what's important to you, but that's what's important to me. But there is a balance in whatever you find important. And I hope that everybody finds that. I hope that people understand that it is important. I hope that people understand that the levels of living to find your peace, there's nothing more beautiful than that. There's nothing more inspiring than that. There's nothing more positive than that. And I hope that you find it. Because we can sit on here and act like everything is peaches and cream and do all the TikTok videos and the social media shit and the keeping up with the Joneses, leasing cars that you ain't got money for, living beyond our means, all that shit, all that jazz. But just make sure that you got your peace. Make sure, I say it again, that you getting value, that you getting experience, that you getting the thought, and that you getting some growth. Because that's all that really matters at the end of the day. And those are my thoughts from this little hiatus of where I've been going. And just like, I want to build. I want to create these empires. But I also want to do it brick by brick. And it takes time. But when you take them baby steps, they eventually turn into big steps. And it's got me where I'm at right now. Like, I'm comfortable. I don't have any complaints. I go to sleep peaceful. I wake up and do the same thing. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. I've lost some spark because I've just been trying to figure out, like, is Opta? Is this really what I really want to do? Is this something that I want to be 1,000% all the time? And I'm not going to lie and sit up here and tell you that I am, because I'm not. I'm probably like at 60-40 now. It's been proven to be profitable. It's proven to be where I can do those things, like I've said, with providing value, giving an experience, provoking thought, and giving out growth to my peoples and to myself. But my thing is, like, I've always wanted to build this thing the correct way. I've never wanted this to be a money grab. I've never wanted this to be get me on this so I could have this. Like, I've always wanted my foundation. I've always wanted my consistency. I've always wanted it to just be built with the foundation that is just built to last, and built to last forever, because that's my legacy. I've done podcasts about all these, and like, this is the epitome of Opta, is getting to this moment of being able to look and see, like, man, I could actually do something with this. And then I have those, I ain't gonna forget, I have those thoughts too, where I see, like, oh man, but I don't have a social media following that I need to do X, Y, and Z. I don't have it like this, because I've seen those other people, like I talked about. I've seen the people who've done what I've done and created those empires and created those podcasts and created X, Y, and Z. But it's like, you got to remember and sit back, like, you're on your own path. You're on your own. Like, there is no other Opta. There is no other you. There is nothing else that you created that somebody else did. So you just got to keep your mind focus, you got to keep your surroundings in focus, and you just got to keep building. And it's not building to be seen, it's building to let other people know that you can build that shit too. And that's where I'm at. That's where my 2021, coming into May, June, summertime, like, I'm not finna be in the streets in the summer. I'm finna be working. I'm finna be doing these podcasts, writing this book, doing these drone shots, doing these film edits, doing all this shit, bro. Cause that's what it takes. It's not pretty, but it's mine. And that's a beautiful thing to say. And this podcast is about to be changing too. If you're listening, I appreciate you for listening. We're gonna start. I don't know when Apple's gonna do it. And we're not going to have no more music. Like, I am officially on every single podcast platform imaginable now. And the copyrights have hit. So hopefully I can still keep my intro music, because I don't want Mr. Mickey Mouse to come and get me. But yeah, the podcast, if you listen in on your Apple device on a podcast, there's going to be two different options coming up real soon. For a freemium subscription, which is going to be 100% free. And then there's going to be a premium subscription, and that is to be determined. I'm on my Joe Budden podcast here right now. Like, if you provide, if you, like I say, if you get value from this, if you get experience from this, if you get thought-provoking shit from this, if you get sparking some growth from the things that come out of my mouth, like, support me. Give me a donation, Dr. Umar. We appreciate it. I'm not building no school, though. I'm just trying to build perspective. Because I have to rework my shit, too, because I'm reworking this book. Also, too, I'm going to do some little e-book quotes just explaining my thought process, because I really wanted my book to be out by the end of this year, but it's not looking good for that. I don't even like my own thought, and then sending it into your editing. I think I said that on one of the podcasts, but that was just a complete slap in the face. I'm human. I fail at things. I always come from the opposite end of a perspective. When I bring my perspective, it's already been thought through. But Apple Podcasts will be getting a little revamp of the One Perspective to Another podcast. We will have no more sleepers, unfortunately. But I think I'm going to start doing my little 1 minute bangers, getting started back on this YouTube, like just pushing out content, pushing out me, pushing out the things that I want to do more and more, being more comfortable in my skin, doing my podcast live, bringing on more content. Maybe I'll put some little extra content behind the subscription or something. I don't know. Just some personalized shit if anybody needs it. But yeah, man, this is my check-in episode. This is, fuck it, we starting. This is a new season 7. As always, tell two friends to tell two friends. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, out of your world, out of your life to hear my perspective on what I think about the world. And like I say, I hope this brings you value. I hope this is an experience for you. I hope some of it provokes your thought. And I hope it sparks your growth. So with that being said, we will catch you on the flip side every week from here on out. And I'm out.